This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we who live in a country that began by rejecting the idea of king come to this feast day. May we take it for what it is, that your Son is meant to be in charge of our lives. May you give us the grace to open our hearts ever wider, that he might reign therein. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Be seated. Good morning. See if you can see the connection from your knowledge of history if I was to mention these names: Vladimir Lenin, Mustafa Kemal Ataturk, Benito Mussolini, Miguel Primo de Rivera, Alexander Sankoff, Joseph Stalin, and Ahmet Bej Zogu. Murderers, yeah. Tyrants. I think we'll give you the award, Rick. Dictators. Dictators in the 1920s. There were countries that were ever increasingly letting dictators rule them, and in the midst of all that, the man who was the current Roman Catholic Pope, Pope Pius, decided we need to reaffirm who the true ruler, the true king is. And he established the feast day of Christ the King. This feast day moved around for several years. It was adapted and adopted by different denominations in Christianity, including ours. And now it is celebrated on this final Sunday of the liturgical year, Christ the King. We are given this particular gospel today that is this interchange between Pilate and Jesus that I think we're all familiar with. It's a much longer story, but the little passage we are given today ends with this question about truth, and the very next verse is where Pilate asks that question: what is truth? This feast day is all about our willingness to acknowledge the truth as to who Jesus is, and correspondingly aligning the actions in our lives to live out that truth. You might recall that there was a movie that was out a few years ago. It was a military courtroom drama. It starred Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise and a few other stars. And there is a very famous scene in that movie in the courtroom that talks about truth. Let's play that little clip right now to remind us.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled to
you. You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
And we have to cut it off there because of the language that follows. You can't handle the truth. Or can you? That's the ultimate question that we are asked on this feast day. The whole idea of Christ being king, a concept that's a little foreign to us who live in this country, is the one to whom we owe our allegiance, the one to whom we want to align our lives around and about. That when we know the truth of who Jesus is, it doesn't matter the distractions or the temptations or the difficulties that we face. If he truly is our king, then we are going to live according to that truth. I ran across a little anecdotal story that is told that I think brings the truth home in this regard. It's the story of a community of wise monks. They lived in the desert. One day a man arrives at the monastery asking if he could stay there and learn the monk's wisdom. The old abbot came out, greeted the traveler, then asked, "Why did you come here?" And the man answered, "I want to be wise, but I only have one weekend. The abbot smiled because many men hoped for the wisdom which had taken him a lifetime to accumulate. So the abbot replied, "Well, to begin with, go to the graveyard and spend the day cursing the dead. Tell them they lived useless lives and the world is better off without them." The man thought this was strange, but he did as he was asked. The next day, the abbot asked the traveler, "So what did the dead say?" The man replied, "Nothing, they're all dead." So then the abbot told him, "Okay, today, go to the graveyard and spend all day praising the dead. Shower them with blessings, exhort them, speak of the many ways society has benefited from their life's work." Now the man was thoroughly bewildered, but he did as he was asked. The next day, the abbot asked the traveler, "So what did the dead say?" The man replied, "Nothing, they're all dead. And I have to leave today." Well, the wise old abbot looked at the man and said, "What wise men the dead must be, not to be swayed by either the empty blessings or angry curses of other people. They must know the truth." This is our call, that we live out that truth no matter what. Another way that it is brought home very concretely for me came from the pilgrimage we did with our young people this past summer. When we were getting ready to leave, one of our youth, Jerry Altimer, came up to me and said, "Father Marty, we are going to take Jesus with us on this pilgrimage." And I said, "I sure hope so." But he was literal. This was the Jesus that was to go with us on our pilgrimage. But it became an image for us. We can show those slides now. Jesus went everywhere that we went. No matter what was going on, at the dinner table, out in the yard, on the mountaintop, traveling on the bus, traveling on the boat, traveling on the airplane, in the living room, on the bicycle pilgrimage, when we met Prince Charles, there was Jesus. When we went shopping, when we dressed as Elizabethan characters at the fountain, Jesus drove the bus. And perhaps that is another way of saying what the theme of this feast day is supposed to be. Jesus is meant to drive the bus, and we are meant to be the passengers. But it became difficult for us many times for that to happen. Pilgrimage, representing our whole spiritual journey, this brings for me into reality what we try to achieve in our lives. And it was amazing that that little stuffed animal opened up so many different discussions with different people we met along the way. Why? Because suddenly Jesus was there. If you were with us on Thanksgiving, we watched a video that had an empty chair. And for Thanksgiving, the idea of that video was that we're supposed to sit in that chair many times during our day and give thanks to God for the incredible amount of blessings we receive. Well, on this feast day, this chair has a different type of a symbolism for us. Perhaps we could call it a judgment seat. Perhaps we could call it the driver's seat. And the feast day has to do with who we're going to put in the driver's seat of our lives. You know, this gospel that we hear today is a very small part of a story that John tells. And throughout his gospel, leading up to this story of this interchange with Pilate, Jesus has talked about king or kingdom. Maybe four or five times he said the word. But in the space of this chapter, 18 and 19, he talks about king and kingdom 16 times. There is something that John is trying to bring into our consciousness about the truth of who this Jesus is and what we are expected to do as a result. In this particular story that we just hear a snippet of, Pilate starts by going out to the people and asking them about this Jesus. He doesn't get the answer he wants. So he goes back into the headquarters where Jesus is, walks by him, has another interchange with Jesus. Then he goes back out to the people and he says, I find no case against him. What do you want me to do? They say, give us Barabbas. He doesn't want to deal with that. So he goes back in, faces the truth of Jesus, more questions. He goes back out to the people a third time, same thing, comes back to Jesus. Is he done yet? Nope, one more time. Four times he goes back and forth. And there is this image that he walks right by the truth, yet he can't face up to it. He fears the consequences. Well, maybe this is an image for us today. We're getting ready to go into the Advent season, the Christmas season. And you know the line I give you every year. Don't worry about it getting done. Why? Because it always gets done. How am I going to get all these Christmas decorations taken care of? We go back to Jesus. Don't worry about it. Why? It always gets done. How am I ever going to get all of these Christmas cards taken care of and getting them out in time? We go back and Jesus says, it's not really that important. And by the way, you probably don't even remember who you didn't get Christmas cards from last year, let alone who you didn't send them to yourself. So don't worry about it. It's not important because it always gets done. You go out, oh my gosh, we got to get presents for Aunt Susie and Uncle Johnny and all the nieces and the nephews. How's we ever going to get it done? And you go back and Jesus says, don't worry about it. Do you remember even what you got yourself last year? It's not that important. And besides, it always gets done. Now, that's a very practical example of what this feast day might mean for us. But there are so many areas of our lives where we're aware of the truth. We're aware of who we're called to be and what we're called to do. And the truth sits right before us. And I don't want to minimize that it's sometimes very difficult. But can we handle the truth? Who sits in the judgment seat in our lives? Who drives the bus? We have one last video that makes this point very clearly. Let's watch it.
Jesus, I have decided to give you this.
Really?
Yeah.
You know whoever sits here makes all the decisions, right?
I know, and I'm always making decisions, but you make the perfect decisions, so you just sit right down and start making them.
Wow, I'm honored. I mean, this feels great.
Kathleen, guess what? I just got my new credit card. It's time to go shopping.
Oh, really? I thought your husband and you were going to pay off debt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, money's kind of tight, but I figured he doesn't have to know about it. So do you want to go with me?
No.
No?
Why?
What I mean is, I don't know. So let me check my schedule, and then I'll get back to you.
Okay, yeah, give me a call.
Okay.
Kat, what's going on?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm kind of one-cheeking it here. Look, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. You wanted me to sit here, right?
Well, of course.
And whoever sits here makes all the decisions?
Right.
So what's the problem?
There's not a problem. I don't know what I was thinking. Really, please, here, sit down.
As long as you're sure.
I'm sure.
Okay. So let's start over.
Okay.
All right. Kat, I noticed that you've been losing your temper a lot lately.
Right. So, okay, Jesus, you know what? I know what you're going to say, but you don't know the whole situation, you know?
Oh. Well, all I'm saying is that your attitude is a decision.
Yes, of course, but I have a lot going on right now.
Well, I know you're under a lot of pressure.
Pressure? Jesus, you don't understand pressure, okay?
This isn't working, Kat.
What?
We can't both sit on the seat. It's either me or it's you.
Okay, I know. You know, I didn't think it was going to be this hard, but here, just take it.
No, I'm not going to take it. You have to give it to me.
Okay, here.
Kathleen, make a choice.
I can't.
You just did.
Amen.